The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Our good friend Pamela Gertz-Kabadi is with us from HouseLogic.com, joining us as she does each and every week. Pamela, good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm great today, Gil. This is a great time of year for showing your house some love, because typically you're spending more time in it, more time indoors, at least if you're in parts of the country that have cold winters. So I've got some great ideas on how to spend your cold weather weekends at home that will keep your house in great shape.
Okay, let's start in the bathroom, only because as we do this room by room, in cold weather, people take long showers and they're in that room a long time this time of year. So what about the bathroom?
That is true. And you know, when you're looking around that room, don't you hate when you see a sagging towel rack or wobbly toilet tissue holder? I tend to notice these things about 10 minutes before guests are coming over. And that, boy, that makes me mad. So look it out ahead of time. You see a problem like that, you want to go ahead and unscrew the fixture. And probably your problem is like a wimpy push-in type of plastic drywall anchor. So you want to either pull that out or just poke it through the wall and replace it with something much more substantial. Toggle bolts are your strongest, and there are threaded types such as Easy Anchor that are pretty easy to install. Now, another good project to tackle around the bathroom is rusty shutoff valves. You don't use them often, but if you needed to turn off the water supply, typically in some kind of emergency, you want to know where they are and you want to know that they'll actually work. So check under sinks and behind toilets for those shutoff valves on your water supply lines. If they're rusty or hard to turn, put a little machine oil or WD-40 on the handle shafts, and then twist the handles back and forth to work the oil into the threads. If they won't budge, give the oil a couple hours to penetrate and then try again.
Okay, now my job sometimes calls for me to get up a lot earlier than my wife, and we've got a squeaky bedroom door. So I tiptoe around trying not to wake her up, and then that door does anyhow. So that's my problem. You got something for that?
I do. I have a solution for that that's cheaper than a box of chocolates. All you have to do is squirt a puff of powdered graphite alongside the pin where the hinge turns. That should get rid of the squeak. Now, powdered graphite comes in little tubes. You can get it for about $2.50 for a 3-gram tube at your hardware store. And any families out there who have Cub Scouts, they know that powdered graphite is how you make their cars run really fast in the Pinewood Derby they have every year. So need to know about that. And while we're talking about things that squeak, how about squeaky floors? There's no sneaking up on anyone with a dozen roses in a house that has creaky floors.
Absolutely. Let's go into the kitchen. Anything HouseLogic.com can help us with there?
Well, what about a loose cabinet hinge? You know, sometimes tightening them with a screwdriver is all you need to do. But if a screw spins in place, you want to make the hole fit the screw better by stuffing in a toothpick coated with glue or switching to a larger screw. Another good kitchen to do is to clean the exhaust filter from above the kitchen stove. Wash it to remove grease to increase the efficiency of your exhaust fan. And also, you know, if a kitchen stovetop fire breaks out, this will really help keep the flames from spreading.
Okay, let's wrap up in the laundry room. How can we love our house there?
Yes, the laundry room. Even if you're good about cleaning out the lint tray in your clothes dryer, that's only the beginning. There's more love to be shown here. You want to pull the dryer out from the wall. You want to disconnect the vent pipe. And you want to vacuum the lint out of the pipe and the place where it connects to the machine. Also, wipe lint off your exterior dryer vent so the flaps open and close easily. Typically, you have to go outside to do this job, but it's a quick job. And remember that vents clogged with old dryer lint are a leading cause of house fires, so this is a really important task to do. You also want to check the drain hose on your washing machine or your dishwasher and your ice maker, too. If you see any cracks or drips, replace the hose so you don't come home to a flood one day. That would be a very unexpected and unpleasant surprise.
Yep, absolutely. And your point about the fire starting with the vents clogged with old dryer lint, very important. You'd be surprised how often, sadly, that vent is installed wrong. And when you buy a house, always have an inspector check that. It's something that, you know, you can't easily see, but have them check it. We had ours, found out that the vent not only was installed wrong, but it was filled with lint, and it was a total fire trap. So, Pamela, great advice there. As always, thank you.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.